This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. Did you know that employee monitoring is on the rise? Listen to this quote from Pew Research. A variety of digital tools are being used to monitor workers across various industries, some of which use artificial intelligence to try to gain insights into workers' performance. These tools can track what workers do on their computers, how they are driving on the job, their movements within the workplace, and even their tone of voice when speaking with customers. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I weigh the pros and cons right after this. The Recruiting Life is a newsletter that gives a quirky view on the world of work and aspires to educate, entertain, and inspire with articles, comics, podcasts, videos, and more. It is produced on a weekly basis by yours truly, Jim Stroud, and is supported by readers like you. Topics in this newsletter include the future of work, current labor trends, the impact of AI on the recruitment industry, and more. Subscribe now and receive it every Monday in your email by going to jimstroud.behive.com. That URL is jimstroud.behive.com. A link is in the podcast description. Don't wait. Subscribe now. Operators are standing by. If your manager was watching every move you made at work, would you be a better worker? Well, according to some studies, yeah, you probably would. Listen to this quote from business.com. With so many businesses switching to remote working cultures, management and productivity can fall to the wayside. According to the journal Social Cognitive and Effective Neuroscience, employees work better when they know they're being watched. Based on a Massachusetts Institute of Technology study, when employees knew they were being monitored, profits increased by 7%. Workers were more efficient and conscious of their actions and work. Employee monitoring is a proven and effective way of keeping your team on track. Implementing workplace surveillance tools or employee monitoring software is a money-saving tool because when employees are productive during the time you're paying them for, you are more likely to get your money's worth as an employer. Research found that employees waste 4.5 work hours a week, which sucks out 20% of every dollar companies make. Each year, companies lose $1,685 per employee due to unproductive workers, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All that sounds good. It sounds good from a company perspective, but I'm not buying it. I think there are way too many cons when you put your employees under a microscope. At least a couple of things come to mind which should dissuade companies from doing all this stuff. The first being mental health. Listen to this quote from, where's this from? Yeah, CNBC. An As companies implement return to office plans, employers are increasingly interested in utilizing artificial intelligence, not to replace workers, but to watch them. Between March 2020 and June 2023, demand for employee surveillance software grew 54%, according to research from Top 10 VPN, a virtual private network comparison site. And employees are noticing. 51% say they are aware that their employer uses technology to monitor them while they are working, according to data from the American Psychological Association. Knowing they are being watched has had negative psychological effects. Almost one-third, 32%, of employees who know their bosses are using technology to monitor them reported their mental health as fair or poor, according to data from the APA. Only 24% of those not being monitored said the same. Almost half, 45%, of those being monitored say their workplaces have a negative effect on their mental health versus the 29% of those not being monitored. Okay, mental health was the first thing. The employees' mental health, rather, is the first thing I think about when I hear companies monitoring their employees. The second thing I think about right after the employees' mental health is all the legal stuff. Because closely monitoring employees has to open companies up to legal jeopardy. Well, I looked around and what do you know? I was right. Here's a quote from a website called Atira.com. You do take on a certain amount of legal risks when you choose to monitor your employees. According to the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986, employers can legally track employee activity on work devices. Each state has its own laws regarding employee monitoring, though, which may be more restrictive than the ECPA. Before implementing any monitoring solutions, you need to make sure you are compliant with all federal, state, and local monitoring laws. Even when following local monitoring laws, it's easy to over-monitor your employees, which presents its own set of risks. Too much monitoring can give you access to personal employee information, including private communications, medical records, and sensitive financial information. You are then responsible for protecting those sensitive pieces of information and data. If you fail to do so and that information is leaked, you run the risk of harming your business's reputation among future employees and clients alike, as well as legal trouble. Indeed, if you aren't careful, your monitoring activities could result in a lawsuit. As an employer, you do have the right to monitor your employee using many different means, but your employees also have a reasonable right to privacy. Monitoring that is intrusive, deceitful, or infringes on employees' personal lives may violate that right to privacy. An intrusion of privacy could easily lead to a lawsuit against you or your organization. The mental health of your employees, legal liability, I just don't think it's worth it. My opinion is basically this. Don't hire anyone you think you cannot trust to do the work. Maybe that's just naive thinking. I don't know. But that's how I think. What do you think? I really would like to know. Well, my time is up. I thank you for yours. I'll see you again real soon right here with a brand new episode of the Jim Stroud Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to me. I can be reached by email at jimstroud@jimstroud.com. And one last favor, if I may ask, please rate this podcast. 5 stars is preferred, but please comment with your honest opinion. I really appreciate that. All right. Okay, until next time, bye-bye.
Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. I'm Andrew Pryor, and every week I bring you the wonderful and fabulous people involved in French food. whether they're here in France like me or from around the world. Each week, we dive into a specific topic, be it a French dish, an ingredient, or a French cuisine cooking technique. My guests are all about French food. So come join me on Fabulously Delicious, the French Food Podcast. Bon app.